Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is More Precious Than Gold. Imagine for a moment that a very wealthy and extraordinarily generous person decided to give you a one-time gift of gold with no strings attached. Envision a pallet stacked high with millions of dollars of gold bars delivered to your home and dropped off in your driveway. Unfortunately, before you take steps to protect it, thieves arrive and steal your gold. How would you feel? Endless television commercials today bombard us with the message that during these uncertain times, gold is the wisest investment. The Bible tells a different story. It says, "Tell the rich in the present age not to be proud and not to rely on so uncertain a thing as wealth, but rather on God, who richly provides us with all things for our enjoyment." We find this in 1 Timothy 6:17. Do we realize just how valuable our faith in God truly is? Do we take for granted the truths we have been given in Holy Scripture? Just how valuable is the Word of God? Psalm 119, verse 72 states, "The law of your mouth is more precious to me than heaps of silver and gold." Psalm 19, verse 10 says, "The law of God is more desirable than gold, than a hoard of purest gold, sweeter also than honey or dripping from a comb." There is no doubt in my mind that we would all take immediate action to protect a gift of gold like I first mentioned. We would be overjoyed to receive it, and we would be wise to secure it. If we are wise enough to secure physical gold, wouldn't it be even wiser to spend time reading, internalizing, and carrying out the message given to us by God in His Word? Matthew 6:19 to 31 states the following: "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." The value of the Word of God is beyond measure. A quick synopsis of biblical salvation history reveals the following. We are all sinners in need of being saved. We find this in Romans 3:23. It is only through Jesus that we can be saved from our sins. We find this in Acts 4:12. Jesus has overcome death and given us the gift of eternal life. We see this in Romans 6:23. Now I ask you, what could possibly be more valuable than that? In Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30, the parable of the talents charge us with the responsibility to be good stewards of what we have been given. We cannot simply bury our gift of gold. We should set about putting the Word of God to work in our life so that His gift will bear interest. It is not likely that some generous man will drop off a pallet of gold bars in our driveway. But I would bet that most of us have fantasized about what it would be like to win a huge lottery. We have likely thought through the steps that we would take to protect the ticket until it was redeemed. We have also given thought to what we would do with the money and who we would share it with. Shouldn't we have a higher regard for the Holy Scripture of God than for gold or a lottery jackpot? Clearly, God's Word is more valuable than earthly wealth. Matthew 16:26 gives us this warning. "What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life?" No matter how valuable gold might be, it can never compare with the spiritual blessings that God offers us in His Word and in His Son, Jesus Christ. I will close today with a few questions for us all to pray over. Do we believe that the Bible is truly more valuable than gold? In what ways are we squandering this valuable gift? Assuming we believe that the Bible is more valuable than gold, why do we spend so little time reading it? Have we simply buried the gift we have been given, or are we sharing the good news with others so that it bears interest? The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ was freely given to us by God. When was the last time we acted in turn to share this precious gift with someone else? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, the gift of your word is beyond my ability to comprehend. Help me to wisely invest this gift in my daily life. Give me the courage to freely share this valuable gift with others. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.